Okay, so the sugya that we have this week, which is a sugya of Matanu Savionim, which really, as we'll see, has certain parallels between the din of tzedakah more generally, and at the same time, the din of Simchas Purim. It's right at the interface of those two areas of halacha. It accommodates both. It's subservient to neither. It is really a classical expression of the idea of kol d'tikun rabbanan ke'en d'oraisa tikun. We're going to see that for the Rambam, this is true on just so many different levels. Of course, when we talk about things coming from the Megillah, we talk about takanas hanavim, divrei Kabbalah, right? Esther beruach hakodesh ne'emra, related and built off of the d'oraisa's bichlal, k'sov zos zikaron basefer v'sim ba'osnei Yoshua. And yet, very, very clearly, you know, as the Gemara says, this is actually the daf for those who are learning with us, Bekiyas, that we were covering last night, daf Yedalad, that there were 48 Nevi'im and 7 Nevi'os, and they weren't Mechadesh anything until Mikra Megillah came along. So there's still, of course, something new about it. There's still something rabbinic about it. It's a mitzvah derabanan to read the Megillah, and the other mitzvos hayom, whether it's the Seudah, whether it's the Shoach Manos, and then, as we'll see, the pride of place, so let's take a look. Shnei hayomim ho'elu shehin yadalad v'tesva v'asurin v'hesved v'taynis l'chol adam v'chol makom bein livnei krachin shehin osin tesvav bilvad, in the affirmative sense, bein livnei ayaro shehin osin yadalad bilvad. Shnei hayomim asurin v'hesved v'taynis v'adar harishon v'adar hasheni, that of course is straight out of the Megillah, in bein adar rishon l'adar hasheni ala mikra Megillah matanos l'avyonim. So it's not really a din in Mikra Megillah, but it's a din in the Yemei Mishta V'Simcha. Again, because Adar Rishon, we're not going to read the Megillah, and the Kfarim is the other clear raya, that it's not a din when you read the Megillah, but it's a din in the Yamim themselves. Mitzvahs yom yudalad nekarim v'ayaros v'yom tesval v'nekrachem lios yom simcha mishna mishloach manos l'reim matanos la'evyonim. Okay, so let's just hold it up here for a second. The Rambam is always, of course, discussing the laws of Purim. So what did the Rambam basically do here? Anybody just want to sort of summarize and distill, because we're going to go over to Hilchos Yamtev. We're going to do a little split screen action today. Mr. Strassman with the appropriate reaction, because it is exciting. The Rambam was, of course, describing two sides of the same coin, but it's very important to differentiate between them. What was the Rambam basically saying? He started with the idea, he's obviously building up to the concept of Simchas Purim, right? Maybe we'll go one more line. Mutar b'asiyas malacha v'afal b'chein in roi lasos v'malacha amru chachamim kolosom malacha b'yom purim eno roi siman bracha le'olam. In other words, to the extent that there's an Isser Malacha, it's because it detracts from the Ofi, the nature of the day, as a Yom Mishtev V'Simcha. So what did the Rambam really do here? The Rambam set this all up before he got to the affirmative aspect of Yemei Mishtev V'Simcha. So Ilan, what was his orientation?
What, you're not allowed to.
Exactly, the Isser Hesped V'Tainis, right? And those are not exactly the same thing, right? The Balei Atosos and Masechta Megillah are explicitly Mechalik between the two, right? You could have in Isser Hesped V'Tainis, but no Chi of Mishta V'Simcha, right? That's his position, that there is no Din Seuda in Adar Rishon, right? Because, you know, there are two different aspects, two dinim, if you will, to what established Yemei Mishta V'Simcha. Certainly Yemei Mishta V'Simcha is incongruous with Hesped V'Tainis, but in the fullest sense of the term, right, it actually requires something affirmative, like a Seuda, right? Like Mishloach Manos, and in this case, Matanos Le'avyonim as well. It's not a din in Mikra Megillah, because the B'nai Kfarim proved that, number one. Number two, as we saw before, right, the idea is like, you know, Yadalad and Tesvav. So if you're B'nai Krach, you're going to read, you know, your day is Tesvav, but you don't have Hesped V'Tainis on Yadalad. So lo and behold, let's just skip ahead to the back of the page for a second, just to see how the Rambam, you know, patterned his presentation of Yemei Mishta V'Simcha very much on his presentation when it came to Hilchos Yamtif Midaraisa. Okay, this is not an accident. In Sefer Zmanim, Hilchos Yamtif precedes Hilchos Megillah V'Chanukah. Okay, so Ephraim, go ahead. Start us off. Shavu Simei
Pesach. Shavu Simei Pesach. Shavu Simei Chag. Yim Sha'ar Yomim Tovim. Kulam Asurim Behesped V'Tanis.
B'chayav Adam Riosa b'hen Sameach b'tov Liv Hu Vana v'ishto v'neveso v'chol anu v'alav shenemar v'samach tov b'chagav.
So what's my point for today? What did the Rambam just do in terms of his presentation of the mitzvah d'oraisa of Simchas Yamtiv? How does he set it up?
Start with the Isser, then he goes.
Of course, right. So he says first thing is right. It's incongruous with Hesped v'tainis, but that's not really right. The essence, what we might say, the kiyum of Simchas Yom Tov, right? The kiyum of Simchas Yom Tov is an inner state of, right, Tov Lev, right? Tachas, we're going to get to it, Asher Lo Avad Hashem Elokecha B'Simcha V'Tov Levav. So the Rambam followed precisely that pattern, right, in Hilchos Megillah V'Chanukah, first establishing Yisr Hesped V'Tainis, which is much broader, which applies to other Rishon as well, which applies if you're a Ben Ir on the 15th, which applies if you're a Ben Krach on the 14th. But then he says, okay, but moving affirmatively to the sense of Yimei Mishta V'Simcha, it's, you know, highly noteworthy that the Rambam says part of that rubric is, of course, Matanos Le'Avyonim as well. Right? Matanos Le'Avyonim isn't just the Din and Tzedakah, but obviously it's part of, you know, Yimei Mishta V'Simcha, just like the Seuda and Mishloach Manos. We're going to have more on that later. And just like the quasi Issur Melacha. There is no Kedushas Hayom, so we can't say, you know, Mikra Kodesh, and therefore, you know, Kol Melacha Savuda Lo Sasu, as the Gemara in Erechin says, Lo Ikdesh Be Asiyas Melacha. There is no Kedushas Hayom, but doing Melacha, of course, on Purim would detract from the focus of the day. And it has a perfect parallel in Halacha, but exactly in the opposite direction, of course. Tisha B'Av, right? Which isn't Yom Mishta V'Simcha, it's a Yom Tainis and a Yom Avelus. Those are two different things. And again, we have the same idea of Kol Sabo Melacha and Roa Siman Bracha L'Olam, not because there's a Kedusha Sayom, there surely isn't, but it detracts from the singular focus of the day, you know, being on, you know, the Tzaros, Yom Shehuch Belo Bo Tzaros, okay? So God willing, we'll pick it up from there. I hope everybody appreciates the incredibly powerful organization in the Rambam, you know, first to start with a din which is broader in scope but less intense in focus, and then to move again on the Daraisa level and the Darabana level, called the Tikkun Rabbanan Kein Daraisa Tikkun, and the same applies for Rabbeinu Moshe Ben Maimon clearly as well.